Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day. This new day is Friday the 24th of December 2021. It is Christmas Eve, the day that our Lord has made, the day that no one else has ever been in this day but our God. And we are rejoicing. We are rejoicing to be in this day. We are glad to be in this day. We know it's not by might. It's not by power. It is not by our wisdom or anything else, but by His Spirit, by His love that we are here. And we are just so grateful for being in this day, and we are ready to receive what our Savior has installed for us today. We are ready to operate and function in the way that our Lord has assigned us to function today in the name of Jesus. So we are excited with what God is doing right here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We are excited with what our Savior is doing. He is truly a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And we thank God for His love, for giving us an opportunity again today to stand on the gap, to intercede, pray on behalf of others, to encourage each other, for iron sharpens iron. So we are excited, and we're going to go before the Lord in prayer, and a prayer of agreement, for we know that one can put 1,000 to flight, and two can put 10,000. We are more than two here. We are more than three here, and we are putting thousands upon thousands, you know, millions. If you just do the math, you know, just it's more than three here. Those are millions. We are putting millions to flight, and the enemy knows it. And that's why he distracts. That's why he wants us not to be here, but we are here. We are here. So we're going to go before the Lord, and a prayer of agreement is stronger, is more power than is a three chord is stronger than a single chord. So we say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus, God, three in one. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing, Lord. We are glad to be on this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for there is nothing. Nothing is impossible with you. We thank you, Lord. We are serving an able God. Yes, the one who was, who is, and is to come. The one who does not change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you, Father God. We honor you this morning as we are remembering and celebrating your birth, Father. In the name of Jesus. And we know we celebrate you every day, Father, because we know what you have done for us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, as your word, Father, reminds us that when we are in you, we are new creatures, and the old has passed away, and behold, all becomes new. And all this newness, Father, all this being in you, Lord, it is all by your grace. It is all by your love, the love that covers a multitude of sins. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, for forgiving us of all our sins, anything and everything that we have done that is not pleasing to you, Father. We pray, Father God, that you forgive us. Have mercy on us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, by your unfailing love, Father, by your compassionate and your love, in the name of Jesus, that you forgive us, Lord. Cleanse us with hyssop. Wash us clean, Father, that nothing hinders our prayers, that the accuser of the saints will not have anything to point against us, to hinder our prayers, to accuse us of anything, Father. So we pray, Father God, and that you forgive us what we have done, Father God, whether by omission or by mission, what we have done that is not pleasing to you, Father God, by our actions or lack thereof, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for forgiving us. You are a forgiving God. You are a merciful God. And your word reminds us, Father God, that if we confess our sins, Father, you are faithful and just to forgive us. So we pray, Father God, releasing your Holy Spirit, be our teacher and our guide, that we will not repeat the same offense to you, Father. We don't want to be repeated offenders. So we pray, Lord, that you, Holy Spirit, to teach us and guide us, Father, to order our steps in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for you are such a reasonable God. Yes, the one who said, come now. Yes, let us reason together. You said so, Lord. You said even if our sins are as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. And even if they are as red as crimson, they shall be as wool. Thank you, Lord. Father, we desire to please you, Father. Yes, because we want to worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. Because we know that's whom you are seeking. That's whom you are seeking. For the time has come and the hour is now that those who worship you, Father, would worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For you are the way, the truth, and the life in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God. We honor you this morning as we continue, Father, yes, to believe for the unbelievable this year, 2021. We still believe in you, Father. We believe, yes, and trusting for a bumper harvest of souls this year, 2021, for our brothers and sisters out there who are still wandering in sin and who are still walking blind, Father, lost and not knowing where they are going. But we call them, Father, in the name of Jesus, by faith, that they come, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. For Lord Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life in the name of Jesus. And you are a burden lifter in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you soften their hearts, Lord. Yes, give them a heart of flesh in the name of Jesus. And draw them, Father, draw them unto you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, for
touching and that they turn their hearts to you. They turn away from their wicked ways and confess their sins, Father. In the name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We glorify your name. We pray, Father God, and thanking you for your healing power, for healing is the bread of the children. So we thank you, Father God, for administering the bread of healing. Yes, even starting with us right here. Anyone who is not feeling well, under the sound of my voice, I release the healing power of the blood of Jesus. By your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. Yes, for you were wounded for all our transgressions. Yes, you were bruised for all our iniquities. And the chastisement of peace was upon you, Lord Jesus. So by your stripes, we are healed. So I decree and declare total healing, Father, in the name of Jesus, over your children, regardless of what the disease is. For you are a healer. You heal all manner of diseases, Lord, whether they are emotional, whether they are spiritual, whether they are physical or mental, Lord. You are our healer. And we trust you, Father God. We depend on you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even relationships, Father, families, we thank you for restoring families back to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Father God. We glorify your name. We pray for traveling mercies for those who are traveling from afar and from near. Those who are either flying or driving, even those who are using public transportation, whether it's bus or train, I just pray, Father God, that you protect and shield your people as they travel. Even those who are walking across the street or on the other side of the block to meet with their friends and family, Father, and celebrate you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I just pray, Father God, for peace as the families congregate, Lord, and being together. In the mighty name of Jesus, I just pray for your peace, Father, that the families will have time of celebration and peace and in love and have fun and encourage each other and put their disagreements on the side and just celebrate and have the peace and the love of Christ, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And as we celebrate in our homes, in the comfort of our homes, we pray, Father God, for our military community who are out there. Some are deployed in a foreign land and some are on the borders of our country, Lord, defending and securing the borders, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, away from their families. I pray, Father God, that you give them your joy and your peace, Lord, and protect them as they protect us. We know, Father God, you are the ultimate protector, because we know, except you build a house, the builder builds in vain, and except you watches over a city or watches over a nation, the watchman watches in vain. These are the resources you have provided for us, Lord, and we are grateful, and we cover them, Father, with prayer and cover them in the blood of Jesus, that you protect them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And all our law enforcement, those who will be patrolling in the highways and byways, Father, that they do what is right, Father God, and if they protect, Father God, and enforce the laws, but that they do not abuse their authority, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even our first responders, Lord, our EMTs, Father, we just pray, Father God, that you protect and shield them. I know the record says this day, the Christmas Eve, is one of the busiest and the most traveled day in the year. Pray, Father God, that it be also be the safest, Father, that it be the least, that they will not be overwhelmed, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We glorify your name, for you are such a good God, and there is no any other God but you, the one who came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So we thank you, Father God, for abundant life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we reverence you tonight, and we thank you. We honor you, for there is no any other God but you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just thank God this morning, and good morning, everybody. Yes, we thank God for this day. It is Christmas Eve. We all have a story to tell about Christmas Eve growing up, or maybe it's now has become a culture or a routine in your family, what you do on Christmas Eve, and, you know, different things and ways we celebrate. So we're going to open our lines and give the time of celebration, and whether it is in testimony or just in reminiscing what you do as a family on Christmas Eve or whatever. I just want us to, before we do that, we're going to go to the Word of God, and then we get our lines open. And we just thank God with what he is doing at this group of people, this body of Christ, this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. And as I said, it is Christmas Eve, and it is this whole season, it's time of celebrating. So we as Christians, we know it's more than just, you know, the hustle and bustle of shopping, trying to find that perfect gift, the anxiousness and anxiety and stress of trying to pack and travel and go to mom's house, or we are meeting at grandpa's, or we are meeting at sister so-and-so, or uncle so, or auntie so-and-so. We know it's more than that. It's more than the food, you know, who baked the best pie, or who makes the best macaroni and cheese, or the greens, or whatever. It's more than that. It's more than just those games that we play and fellowship and fun we do as we gather together. And it's even more than the sorrowness, because sometimes some people also get sorrowful around this time. They get anxious. They get a lot of anxiety to go to that gathering. They get, you know, the conflicts they have and disagreements and, you know, all those things. And some, they get lonely and missing the family members who left us throughout the year and remembering them. Some, they literally get depressed and get anxious around or on this day. But we thank God because we serve a God who does not change. Because with all these little things, it is more than that. There are so many things that triggers different emotions and different anxiousness and different, and put you at a different mental state. And, you know, it's year by year, depending with what happens on in the particular year. That's what people do. You know, some, they get married. They are celebrating with a new family. you know, new blended families, they get anxious about it. Some, they get excited about it. It's just different emotions and different things that happen as people celebrate during this time of the holidays and celebrating Jesus. But we know as Christians, as children, as believers, that Jesus, our Lord, is the reason for the season. And we also know that we serve a mighty God. Our God does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, regardless of battles we have won throughout the year, or battles we have lost, it doesn't matter. He is still the same God. He is still the Alpha and the Omega. He is still the beginning and the end. He does not change. You can see how things change in this world. I mean, we have been battling this pandemic since last year, and we are in year two. We are still battling. 3 weeks ago, people were excited and think it's over. It's almost over. We can see the light. We are reaching to the light. As of last night, as I was listening on the news, it seems like we are right back where we were last year this time. So that's how the world functions. It's up, down, up, down. It changes. But our God does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And our scripture of the week, Isaiah. It is Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7. It reminds us. Let's just go there before we get our lines open. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Not shoulders, but his shoulder. Just imagine, the whole government, the whole head, the whole world, his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and the peace shall be on be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. I think I have read too much. We were on, our scripture is just verse 6. And we know he is our God. And right here, Isaiah is prophesying about this day, about the birth of our Lord, that unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. So this child, he is born, he is also a given son, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and he is the Prince of Peace, and the one whom the angel visited Joseph and told him that the child be called Emmanuel, God with us. That's whom we are celebrating today. And I am just reminded of the most famous verse, and we are all familiar with it. I'm just going to, paraphrase it. John 3:16. You know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That whom we are celebrating, you know, the son is given. The one Isaiah said, a son is given. He is the only begotten son who God gave to us, the world, while we were sinners, before we even knew him, he is the one who came to pay the debt that we owe. And he didn't owe that debt, but he paid it and paid it in full. And he showed his love to give us this son, the one who holds the government upon his shoulders, and the one who is called Wonderful. He is Counselor. He is the Mighty God. He is also the Everlasting Father, the one who is the Father to the fatherless, the one who is the defender of the widows, the defender of those who are weak, those who cannot defend themselves. He is the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, who is full of love. He is love himself. He is a forgiving God, the one who is concerned, or was concerned before we were even aware, concerned about us, concerned about our health. That's the one whom we are celebrating today. And he is the one, the Roman soldiers, whom they put on the cross, they nailed his hands and nailed his feet. That's the one whom we are celebrating today. We are celebrating Jesus, the one who turned water into wine. You remember that Jesus, whom his mother told the congregation, those who were at that wedding, and say, just follow whatever he says. Just do it, whatever he says. And he is the Almighty God. I'm just trying to make you remember and remind ourselves as we open the lines and as we praise him to know whom we are celebrating today. He is more than the cookies. He is more than the apple pie, the pumpkin pie, or the sweet potato pie. He is more than that. He is the one who opens the blind eyes so that they can see, the one who cleansed the lepers. That's whom we are celebrating. You remember him. He is the one who raised Lazarus from the dead, the one who told that woman at the well and that Samaritan woman that he is a giver of living waters, that when you drink the water, the one he gives you, you will not thirst anymore. That's him. That's Jesus whom we are celebrating. The one who healed the woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years and had used all her resources and run out and had finished, and people now knew about her in the city where she lived and beyond. But the day she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, she was healed. That's the Jesus whom we are celebrating. That's our Savior whom we are celebrating. The one who healed blind Bartimaeus. You remember him? Bartimaeus, the one who was crying out, saying, have mercy on me. Yes, Son of God, have mercy on me. The one who is so merciful to heal someone the family members used to put on a street corner to get some help, to collect some collection. And that's the Jesus whom we are celebrating. The Jesus whom those friends, they had to open up the roof of the house and bring their paralyzed friends right on the feet of Jesus. And Jesus healed him. He went home carrying his mat because Jesus had healed him. That's the Jesus we are talking about. That's the Jesus whom we are celebrating. Regardless of how many years you have been seeking and wondering and wanting a breakthrough, but he gives breakthrough. He is never too late. He is not in a hurry. He is not late, but always on time. He is time, God, the one who delivered that man who had a legions of devils. He had, this man had left his home and now living in the cemetery. The Bible says he, even this man was cutting himself. Your situation, it doesn't matter where it is. You haven't got to an extent where you have left your home and living in the tomb and taking away your clothes and cutting yourself. We are celebrating Jesus who is able. I want to tell you, my brother, my sister, whatever it is you are battling, this is an able God. There is nothing impossible with him. Even people who live in the cemetery, even people who take away their clothes, who have lost their minds, their emotions are all messed up. This Jesus can heal. He is also a provider. Yes, he is Jehovah Jireh. Yes, the God, our provider. He is the same Jesus who fed 5,000, more than 5,000, because the Bible says 5,000 men without women and children counted. And you know, for even one man, just a conservative one, can have at least two or three children. So that for every one man, we can add his wife and two or three children. So that's about five. So five by five, that's all already just at the top of our head. 15,000 Jesus fed with five loaves of bread and two fish. He is the one whom we are celebrating, regardless of what it is, the one who makes things that are possible to be possible, the one who directed Peter to walk on water. That's the Jesus we are celebrating, my brothers and sisters, this morning. Yes, you might be on the road right now, going to visit your family members, going to your family gathering, whatever it is. But this morning, before you reach your destination, if you are on the way, or you have your suitcase packed and it's at the door, you just said, after prayer, I will get on the road. Before you do so, the lines are open, and we want to give honor. We want to celebrate this Jesus. We are not going to ask for anything at this particular time. We just want to celebrate him. We just want to praise him. We just want to thank him. Just to look back, just a little turn on the this year, not far away, just these last 11 months, these past 12 months, what God has done for you. Some of us, we got sick, but today we are still here. There are people who did not even get sick. They are not here today. There are people, even last night, they went to sleep and they never woke up, but we are here. So brothers and sisters, the lines are open. Let's thank God. Let's celebrate our Father. Let's thank our Father. Just to praise him. Let's praise God for his goodness, for his mercy, for his love. The lines are open. You can open up your voices, sound up your voices, and praise God this morning for his goodness and his love that endureth forever. I praise you, Father God. I honor you, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
In the mighty
Lord,
name
just,
of
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
There
I give
is
you glory,
no
Lord.
Other
I just praise
God
you, Lord.
You.
Yes,
yes,
for life,
the
Lord.
One who
oh, I praise you, Lord, for help, Heavenly Father.
The one who
oh,
does
yes,
not
Lord.
Change.
I praise you for patience, Lord.
Alpha and
Lord,
Omega.
I praise you,
the
Lord, for strength. Hallelujah,
end.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Peace,
oh,
peace,
yes,
that
yes, yes, Lord. Lord, I praise you, Lord, for Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I praise you.
Blessing
me for the financial blessings, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 for peace, Lord.
time,
oh,
Lord.
Yes, yes,
they
yes,
are
Lord.
In your
Lord, I praise you, Lord.
Celebration
oh,
season, Father.
For the Holy
some
Spirit.
Are just excited
oh, yes, Lord.
Because
I just
they
praise
are
our relationship, Lord.
Thank
you for being able to hear
you,
Lord.
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 Make
you are
make
more than
just
gathering around
better
the table and meet.
For me.
You
and
are our
Savior.
You are the one who is
Lord. Lord, for even having me in the kingdom, Lord. I praise you, Lord. You have to walk with me each and every day, Lord. Stay with me every breath I take, every step I make. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Holy
yes, Lord. I just praise you for my healing. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I praise you for my healing. Oh, yes, Almighty God.
Oh, yes.
Jesus, we love you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 he says, and however way you want to share, whatever you want to share, you know, just be mindful of time. You know, how you celebrate your Christmas Eve with your family, you know, what you do, and, you know, I remember myself growing up, you know, we didn't, we couldn't even afford a Christmas tree, so there was no Christmas tree, and there were no gifts to put under the tree anyway. So what I remember is a young girl, the way we celebrated our Christmas on Christmas Eve is when each one of us, our parents, will line us up, and, you know, we get each one get an outfit. It can be a dress and your new pair of shoes and the stockings, you know, to go with the socks. And with the boys, they will have, whether it's a little suit or maybe it's a safari suit or whatever, in their shoes. So we all dress up that night to, you know, fit our clothes depending with when the Christmas Eve is. If the Christmas is during the week, then, you know, you will, it's nice, you fit your clothes. Then, you know, my mom will tell us to take off our outfit. It will be like you are fitting at a store, you know, in the fitting room. So you fit and they say, oh, you know, turn around, turn over, as if they're going to change it or whatever. I don't know. Maybe if it gets too big, she was going to adjust it or whatever. But anyways, we will fit our clothes and then we take them off. And then she will say, go put them in my room, in her room, her bedroom. So we will lay our clothes on my parents' bed. I do remember my brother and my sisters, we will sometimes argue because we did not want any of other people's clothes to touch yours. So it ends up when my parents goes in their bedroom, you know, we will plant our clothes far away, at least an inch or 2 inches apart. We did not want anybody else's clothes to touch each other. So those are the memories I have as a child growing up and having those clothes. And probably that will be your only new outfit in that particular year. Otherwise, probably your other outfit, if you outgrow your uniform, you might have a new uniform between, you know, during the year. Otherwise, I was not privileged to have anything new until it is Christmas time. If God blesses my parents and they could afford a little bit more, that's when you will get more than one outfit. But I do not recall until my teen years where I have had a new outfit besides Christmas. If God gives us a little bit grace, we might get another outfit around Easter time. So that are my memories. And of course, the following morning, we couldn't sleep. We'll be whispering to each other, couldn't sleep because we are ready to wake up in the morning and jump in the shower and wear our clothes and then go to church. Then when we come back from church, that's when we will have our breakfast, because my parents were devoted Catholics. So we will go to a Catholic mass. It's either 7 o'clock in the morning or around 8 o'clock. We will go to the mass and then we come home and have breakfast. And I do recall You know, this time I was teasing one of my kids. We were talking yesterday, and I said, you know, now you struggle to, you know, even fasting and say, oh, I don't want eggs. I don't want the yolk. I want just the whites on the eggs and stuff. And growing up, that was probably one of the breakfasts you will have eggs with your breakfast. And because we were so many of us, my parents would not fry their eggs. They always boil so that you make sure each one will have your full one egg, boiled egg. So I remember that. And that in the afternoon when we have our lunch, that was the only time you will have your whole 60 meals, which is like the size of a can, because we use the liters and milliliters. So that's about the size of a can of soda, to have the whole can by yourself, you know. It was a real big deal, where you can walk around carrying your whole bottle, or, you know, those bottles or a can of soda by yourself, because we never had that. My parents could not afford to buy soda that you will have by yourself. If they could afford the time we will have one, it will be like a 2-liter, the big one, and then you gather, you know, cups and you pour into each other's cups. So with Christmas, it was a big deal because my dad will buy like 2 crates, you know, of drinks. So we were so excited. That's what I do remember, you know, besides anything else, you know, going to church, the church. I probably would not remember, I now remember because it was the same service, scripture verse at the same time. But my mind will already be at home and just thinking about what we're going to go and what we're going to eat, and it will be unlimited. I believe that's the only time I could remember, you know, where you eat and leave food in the plate because you cannot finish it. All other times we will be fighting for food, you know, trying to get enough to eat. So that's what I remember is growing up. But as I get older and have my own family and God blessing me, mainly, you know, Christmas Eve, we gather together and we thank God. We just have a time of testimony and praising God together, sing together and dance together. And before we go to sleep, as a family, we let the children open at least one gift per person, just one, and then open the rest the Christmas day in the morning before we go to service. So that's what I remember. So the lines are open. You can share with us what you remember for your Christmas, what your tradition or what you do with your family for Christmas, whatever you want to share with us in Jesus' name. Amen. The lines are open.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. I thank God for the word this morning for everybody, and I'm wishing everyone a merry, merry Christmas and also a happy new year, even though it's not here yet, but I'm just speaking it out into the atmosphere. Continue to pray for our families and us and strength in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Darlene. I just want to, first of all, before I talk about anything else, I thank everybody for your prayers and your support concerning my home. We closed on it yesterday. It was a smooth operation.
Amen.
So
hallelujah.
I am the Lord for that.
Praise
hallelujah. Bless
praise
you, praise God. God. Victory, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Yes, yes. Now, I want to share a little bit about when I was growing up. There were 9 of us in the house, and we did not have a Christmas tree when we were children. We had a fireplace where my parents would get all the presents together. My mother would wrap everything, her and my dad, and we would be in the bed, you know, in the bedrooms waiting. I remember being at this one house on Hovey Street in Indianapolis, and we would get up and sneak in there to see what was going on, and God would just bless us all, you know, to be able to have something Christmas. One of the most beautiful things that God blessed us with was bicycle. We got that bicycle. I remember we got a bicycle one year, and we just had so much fun riding up and down the street, learning how to ride that bicycle. So, you know, we just had so much fun when we were kids, and Mom always fixed a lot of food. We had a whole lot of – Mom always cooked too much food, and sometimes I find myself doing the same thing, even here by myself, cooking too much food. But we had lots of food to eat and just celebrating with all kinds of desserts. My mother would bake cake. We'd be standing there by her. You know, when you lick the bowl and lick the spoon and lick the dishes, standing there in line trying to get that from her. But it was just a very joyous time for us when we were growing up as children. Amen. Yes. Thank you for letting me share this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie. And I always remember, I'm just blessed, I guess, because we always, you know, had shoes and clothes. And at Christmas time, we got good gifts. And Mama cooked. She cooked. And I think most of everybody, when we got older, they was moved out, and then they moved out, and then it was just the little four of us left. And we were just blessed, you know. And I remember my first bicycle, you know, having to learn to ride it. And also I remember getting a little moped as a girl, you know, a little moped right down the street. But it just was, you know, I just enjoyed Christmas, you know. And by that, at that time, we just thought about the toys, you know, Christmas to get them toys. We didn't know no better at that time. But I just thank God for the life that he gave me, the trials, tribulations I've been through, I came through. So, and I like to tell everybody Merry Christmas. Everybody have a happy, Merry Christmas.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary, and I thank God for the message this morning, so beautifully said. And I want this, one of my Christmas memories is always I would read the birth beginning Luke 2, and I would read it to my girls every Christmas. I would make sure that they heard the Christmas story when they were young, and that was a beautiful memory of me, for me. And I want to wish everyone a Merry, Merry Christmas, and enjoy your family and enjoy the time of celebrating this season, celebrate Jesus. I just feel his presence in everything that we do, you know, especially as Christians, not overwhelmed by other things, but the love and the gifts and the giving and just who he is and just the celebration. Praise God. I thank God for each of you.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sheila. You know, lower power telling me not to share, but I must share the goodness of the Lord. Like I said, the 21st of December, my mother passed. I was 7 years old. I remember the moving there, keeping the toy, because I actually heard my older sister say, keep it. And that was a big old dollhouse. But I just thank God, because just for today, I wouldn't change nothing. I can say that my latter has truly been better than my former. And I found out that I am a giver, so thank God for grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and people that came in my passing, because God has taught me how to share and to love. And I just thank, and I'm grateful just to hear that, you know, Sister Darlene, I can't pronounce your last name, got you home. It brings joy to me. What a wonderful thing, you know? And I just thank God for all of y'all. You know, like I said, I wouldn't change nothing. If I had to go back and do it again, I would be grateful to just, you know, whatever happened in my ladder, because today my gift is just to know wonderful people like y'all and knowing that I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the precious Holy Ghost. And my gift this year was complete. 3 years of studying the Word of God and Word of Faith, Bishop Delcy Bronner, First Principles, class completed. And I need y'all to continue on praying for me that I'll be a lifelong learner waiting for the next voice of God, his voice, to tell me which class to do. And I need this year. I'm on my way out the door to work, but I need to feel good because I know God is good, and I thank y'all so much. And Sister Darlene, I thank you for in that room when you reached out to me, because I'll tell you that day I was a scared little saint, but I know the Lord sent me there, and I am so grateful to you for this day, and congratulations to you on your home. And if I could be of any help to you, I am here. Thank you. Have a great day and Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Okay. We don't have any other. We just thank God. I mean, go ahead.
Yes. Grace, mercy, and peace to everyone. Truly, Pastor Scholastica, the message was just beautiful. We truly enjoy the Word of God as we do on Blog Talk Radio during this week. It was powerful. But I just want to say, truly, I thank God for the increase in my understanding about Jesus, because as a child, you know, we were more commercial. Our parents was more, had the emphasis on the presents and things like that. But I'm so glad that now that we've grown in the Lord, hallelujah, we know to rejoice and celebrate Jesus for who he is. May God bless each and every one of you all to have a great Christmas. Thank you, Pastor Bundage. Thank you, everyone on the line, for just being the saints of God that you are. And I pray for the year 2022 that we will continue to go higher and deeper in the Lord. Love you all. Peace and blessings.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Thank you for the word. Pastor Scholastica, use the radio time. Is there such thing as the Jeep is a too big a car for your daughter?
Sorry?
Yes, a Jeep.
I can call you after the prayer.
Yeah, I said after the prayer, give me a call, please. Thank you.
Yes, I can do that.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Praise God. So we thank God. I know some people didn't say anything, but you have a story to tell, and you have something to thank God for. Just to continue being in a thankful heart and praiseful heart before the Lord. So we thank God for the opportunity to praise him and to pray. And I just want to wish each and every one of us a Merry Christmas and looking forward to a prosperous, fruitful New Year 2022, because our God does not take us backwards, but he takes us forward, for we move from glory to glory. I mean, you just heard from the testimonies, and one of our sisters was sharing that, you know, she wouldn't want to change anything her past to get where she is, because it's progress. Her past is not the same as her present. And I just want to encourage each and every one of us that we are moving forward with Jesus. And I thank God for each and every one of you and this platform that the Lord has provided for us under the leadership of Pastor Darlene Bundage. And we celebrate your breakthrough, my sister. I am so excited. You should have seen my dance moves. I mean, you just praise God when you see that. So we thank God. I'm going to leave this time to Pastor Darlene so she can dismiss us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Scholastica, first of all, for the word that you shared this morning. We've had some wonderful word throughout this week, starting with our sister Marie on Monday and our sister Mary on Tuesday, Wednesday, Pastor Apostle Horsley and his wife, Evangelist Wonderland. Everybody has shared some awesome word this week, and we hope that you have just received it into your spirit and moving up in the Lord with the word that we receive and all the prayers. And I do appreciate every sister and brother who's here. And present for me is just the fact that you all are here at the prayer line and in support of what God is doing. I mean, God is doing so many wonderful things. I mean, it's the spiritual increase. I mean, we should be rising in him as a saint of God each and every day as we study his word and we come together. And the word tells us that iron sharpens iron. And so that's what we're doing here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, is to improve what we're doing for Jesus Christ. He gave his life for us. He did come to this earth as a baby, you know, as a little baby. And, you know, he grew up and he shared so many wonderful things throughout his lifetime. And so today we just want to thank you for being here. I love each and every one of you. And this morning I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. We will continue to decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them and they will not come to pass. In the name of Jesus, we send them back to the sender because we're covered by the blood. And I speak to every coronavirus out there, every virus that may be released into the world. We decree that no evil shall befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. I decree every diabolical demon shall stop before getting to our doorsteps. Our family shall not be touched by any plague in the earth realm right now, nor any being released in the future, in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus himself bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. We thank the Lord today and decree that he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. That is the word of God. I decree we dwell in this of the Most High. The enemy cannot find us, nor can he touch us with any sickness or pestilence. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He protects us from the evil and wicked plan of the enemy. Praise the Lord. I decree this morning that we have more than enough and that we continuously humble ourselves and we pray. We will continue to seek the face of God. And though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil because the Lord God Almighty is with us. I decree our families are blessed and we should have a wonderful time this weekend as we gather with our families and friends, and we will just enjoy the time and prepare for the next year as God would have us to see it. We thank God for life, health, and strength, and we will continue to rejoice in the Lord because the Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet like hinds' feet. He will make us to walk upon those high places. So let us continue to walk upon those high places with God on our side. We can have our chest stuck out because God is with us. We are sticking it out for him. Yes, we are. And as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love you, and I thank you for loving me back. Let's continue to just share the love of God, even with those people who are hard to love. And they, too, will be drawn into the kingdom through the love that we share with our family, friends, and neighbors. Amen. Have a good day, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Love you, too.
Thank you. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.